I've lived in both a bus and a car as a nomad, and they are very different. Let me tell you a little bit about daily life in both and show you the difference. If you're new here, I'm Tanya, traveling full-time as a nomad and English teacher, sharing stories in simple English with you. Let's compare these two lifestyles. Probably the most obvious difference between the car and the bus is how much space I have here in the bus. In the car, I had a kitchen, and I have a kitchen here, and the kitchen in the car worked well, but it was a little bit cramped, but I still used it and pretty much cooked all of the same things that I cook now. But a huge difference is that here in the bus, I have this dedicated desk space. I found this piece of live edge wood in the little town where I'm from and created this desk space that I love. I love working here. I love having the windows to look out, and this little piece of the desk lifts up. So I have space under there to put things like my yoga mat and some of the covers for the window. And I spend a lot of my time here at the desk, which is right next to the living area where you can see Espy taking a nap. And this is a pretty common thing for Espy to take a nap while I'm sitting here. Right, Espy? We get to spend time right next to each other, which I really like. In fact, before I lived in the car, I lived in a tiny house. Small spaces have always appealed to me. They feel very cozy and safe and like a place where I like to spend time. Because I didn't have a desk space like this one in the car, I worked in a couple of different places. Which actually is true here too. I sometimes work here, sometimes I work over on the couch, even on the bed or outside. In the car, I often worked in the driver's seat. The driver's seat here is right behind me. Sometimes I do that in the bus, but not as often as I did in the car. And you can see from this picture that it worked out pretty well. The other thing that I did in the car that I never do here is I created sort of a standing desk space outside the back of the hatch. So the hatch is the part of my car that would open up and sort of create a shady spot. And I put my desk inside there on what was my bed, and I could work standing up there, and it was quite convenient. In fact, all the time that I spent outside while I was living in the car was one of the things I really liked about it. But one of the things I really like about the bus is I have plenty of space inside, and so I really have, it at least feels like I have more choice of whether or not I want to be outside or inside. That being said, I do have enough space here on the floor where I sometimes do yoga or floor exercises, and that is a really nice option here in the bus. I have to say that there are things that I love about living in the bus, and there were things I loved about the inside of the car, but if I had to choose one, I would choose the bus mostly because the inside feels like a home to me. If you'd like help with some of the words and phrases you've seen on the screen today, you can join my free More English Club by clicking the link in the description below. Put your name and email address there, and I'll send you an email with a link to the words and phrases, vocabulary, descriptions, and examples for this video and more than 40 other videos so you can learn more English with me for free. Another thing that really helps to make the bus feel a little bit more like a home are things like being able to hang these two paintings behind me that my daughters painted about 10 years ago, as well as things like this hanging piece here that I really love and had in my other house as well. I mentioned that both the car and the bus have a kitchen, but the kitchen that I have here in the bus is a lot more convenient. I have a lot more space, not only for cooking, but a lot more space for storage as well. And I can stand up when I'm cooking. And I think that's the biggest thing you hear from nomads in general is nomads who live in a car or a van that you can't stand up in. It doesn't take long before they wish they had a place where they can stand up. And I do appreciate that, as well as doing exercises on the floor. When I'm making my coffee here in the kitchen, I often do a few exercises in between, waiting for the water to boil or whatever I'm doing to cook. And that makes it very convenient. And again, makes it feel a little bit more like I'm in a typical home. And another big thing for me is that I have an actual mattress here in the bus. In the car, I had a bed space, but it was not only more narrow, the mattress that I had on it was a lot thinner and a lot less comfortable. I was able to splurge for this mattress by using some gift money that I got from a friend and had saved for this very purpose, and I have not regretted it one bit. This mattress is super comfortable, and I sleep really, really well here. In the car, not only was the mattress narrower and not as comfortable, the headspace that I had was a lot less. So I could not sit up in bed. And here I can sit on the bed. I can hang out here and read, or Espy and I often hang out on the bed and play. So there's a lot of space here that I didn't have in the car. Another thing I really enjoy about the bus, as you can probably see my hair blowing a little bit, is all of these windows. Not only for getting airflow going through here, but for the light and all of the beautiful views I often have. It has really made me feel closer to nature, even when I'm not outside. And then, of course, one of the things people always want to know is, where do you go to the bathroom? And don't worry, I'm not going to take you through all the details. I did have the ability to go to the bathroom inside the car, but it is a lot easier here in the bus. And the bathroom I have is under this big water jug that you can see right here. And I would say the vast majority of the time I use my indoor bathroom here. Whereas when I was in the car, I was often looking for bathrooms that I could use in restaurants or gas stations or wherever. The toilet system that I have here in the bus is a composting toilet, and I absolutely love it. Long before I moved into the bus, I followed a tiny house YouTuber called Fineth. You might want to check out her channel. And she said that she would never go back to a regular toilet after having a composting toilet. So I thought, well, if she's saying that, then I definitely want to try it. And I'm glad that I did. It is so much easier than you might think it would be, and it doesn't require any running water. Which brings me to the topic of running water and those kinds of things. No, I don't have running water in the bus, and I didn't have it in the car either. I don't have any of the typical amenities, if you will, but I do have solar power, and my solar power here in the bus is on the roof. Which makes it super easy because I don't have to set out a panel. But setting out a panel isn't a big deal. I did it with the car. I sometimes put it on the top of the car or the windshield. And I still set out my solar panels when I want to make sure that I have plenty of electricity stored up. And then my cook stove here is a gas cook stove. So that makes it very easy, and I don't have to worry about whether or not I have solar energy. I don't exactly have a sink here in the kitchen. I did create this sink space over here, but I never use it. Partly because I found that it just isn't necessary and it's more convenient to just put things in what is the sink. It's actually just a big bowl. But when it's time to move the bus, I have to anchor everything down. And so anything that is sitting on the counter space here, I just put into the sink, and that makes it really easy. I'd love to know what questions you have about living in the car and living in the bus. So if you think of questions, be sure to put them in the comments. Another difference would be the cost between the two. And honestly, that cost is not as big a difference as I thought it would be. In fact, I had initially ruled out the idea of getting a school bus because of the cost of gasoline and how many miles per gallon that the bus gets. And while the car did get quite a few more miles per gallon, the difference isn't so great that I couldn't make up for it in other ways. In other words, when I was living in the car, I moved around more often, and of course, that was easier in the car just because it was a smaller vehicle. And now that I'm living in the bus and it's a bigger space and it doesn't get the gas mileage that the car got, I don't move around as often, and actually, I like that better for me and my lifestyle. Because I'm working from home, I like to be in one place for a little while. Now, it's not a long time because most of the places I stay here in the United States on the Bureau of Land Management or what have you have a limit to how long you can stay there. Usually about 2 weeks, and there's a limit to how much water I can carry and that kind of thing. But I like to stay for that amount of time if I can. I already had my car, so that wasn't an upfront cost. I purchased the bus after I knew that I was going to do this for a while. So that was a cost that was more than with the car. But I would say the biggest cost difference between the two is the insurance. Because my car is an older car and I've had it for a long time, the insurance was very low. And the insurance on the bus was super high when I first got it. Luckily, with the help of some other nomads and different things like that, I've been able to find something that is a little more affordable, but it is still the biggest difference in cost. And then, as far as paying to park and those kind of things, I typically look for places where I don't have to pay to park, but in the places that I have paid to park, it would have been the same for the car or the bus. So that would not have made a big difference in the cost. For my personal needs, I would say that the cost difference that is a little more with the bus is definitely worth it. But I know a lot of people who prefer the car for that reason and other reasons as well. One of the most surprising differences for me was how much attention the bus gets. And what I mean by that is that I've found that people who see the bus either really, really think it's cool and awesome, or they don't like the idea of someone living in a bus. Now, some of that is because of stereotype, some of that is because of politics and different things like that. But now that I've lived in the bus for quite a bit longer, it doesn't bother me like it used to. And since I've painted the outside this kind of light gray white color, it's getting a lot less attention. When I was first living in the bus and it was still yellow, people would point at me as I was driving down the street. And I even had somebody lift their child up to look in my window while I was working, which of course would never happen in a house and never happened to me while I was living in the car. In fact, while I was living in the car, I would say most of the time, people didn't know that there was anyone living in there. Now, sometimes I had my chair or something set up outside, and that made it a little more obvious. But when I was driving around in town or parked in a parking lot, nobody really even paid any attention to the car. Whereas, still, even with the bus being white, when I park in a store parking lot or something like that, I still get people looking kind of like, what's going on over there? But generally speaking, it is no big deal. The other thing along that same line is that there are more places that I could go when I was living in the car, including places that I could do urban camping, which really is not my thing, but also out in the wilderness like I am now, the car could just get to more places more easily. But I haven't let that hold me back, really. I have gone almost anywhere I want to go in the bus. Sometimes I can't go as far out in nature as I might like to, but I get far enough out that it really isn't a problem for me. I'm curious, if you were going to choose living in a car or a bus, which would you choose and why would you choose that? And I'm also curious if we have some nomads here that are living in a car or a bus or a van or an RV, and what your thoughts are about that as well. Overall, I would say that the car is a great choice for anyone who wants an adventure and loves to spend time outside. And the bus is a great choice for people who also like to spend time outside, but want to have some of that more homey feel you get inside of the bus with perks like being able to work from home in a more comfortable space. If you'd like to check out a little bit more about nomad life, I recommend you watch this video next about some of the realities of living as a nomad. I'll see you there.